This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. Like, I'm a little bit different still working with some analog equipment. We should have that straightened out for next week's broadcast. And speaking of broadcasts, every week at this time, we are very blessed to have a real expert with us. Dan Watson is a certified lubrication specialist for over 25 years. He is also one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And Dan is going to be with us momentarily. I want to remind you that any time throughout the hour or any time throughout the week, 24/7, you can email us questions. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. For Dan, it's dan@theloopage.com. And also, don't be a stranger. You can call us up live right now here at 855-660-4261. I've been looking at a lot of YouTube stuff lately, and why don't we welcome Dan Watson to the program. He's a distinguished oil lubrication specialist with over 25 years of experience. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good this evening, Bob. You sound good and strong tonight.
Thank you. Slowly getting my gusto back, but I appreciate the vote. I've been looking at a lot of stuff on YouTube across the board, and I've been looking at some of the work that you've done. I absolutely love your explanation about motor oil on YouTube, and I'm curious about Pennzoil's new base oil. I believe it's called Shell Helix.
Yes, it's quite an extraordinary oil, actually. I give them great credit for this. It's what they call a gas to liquid. Great thing. Remember, here in this country, we've got much more natural gas than we have liquid oil. So anytime we can see a company step out and decide to find another way to utilize this natural gas, boy, I'm all for that. I want to see technology continue to go forward. So the question comes down, is this gas to liquid or GTL product, as it's called, is it better than petroleum? Is it equal to petroleum? Is it a true synthetic? Is it equal to all the synthetics? Where does it fall into in this, family of oils, and can we count on it? And it actually is a good quality oil, equal to some of the oil that we make today. That I don't want to get too deep in the chemistry weeds, so I'll try not to, but there's a classification of oil that we refer to as a hydrocrack synthetic. It's a terrific product that is made. It's what most all the oil companies, all the way from Shell to Castrol, Valvoline, Texaco, they all use this particular product because it is a oil that starts out as a petroleum base and is highly, highly refined and then modified somewhat to be classified as a synthetic, although it's not the synthetic that we talked about 30 years ago, which was, I'll talk about that in a minute, but it is considered by all of the industry as a type of synthetic. And so this GTL product falls into the exact same category. It's a product made from a natural source, and it's liquefied. We've had the ability since about 1905 These two guys, Fisher and Tropisch, these two guys developed a process, and it's referred to as the Fisher-Tropisch product, where you can liquefy hydrocarbon products like natural gas, ethylene gas, and you can turn them back into a liquid. And we have the ability to do that to make diesel, to make gasoline, a lot of products out of natural gas that can be made. It was never considered to be a really profitable or approachable type process because, I mean, we're talking about a process that was developed when oil cost $2 a barrel. Okay, so
yeah.
You got it, it's on the shelf, but what are you going to do with it when there's so much plentiful oil that's so cheap in the marketplace that there's no reason to try to develop something that would be an alternative to using petroleum. So it's been there, and it is a process modified somewhat that they make this gas to liquid product from Shell Oil Company. I applaud them for doing it. It is a good quality base stock. Now, here's the thing for everybody to just put on their thinking cap for a minute. Finished products that we use in our vehicles, we use in our air compressors, we use in the transmissions of our cars, hydraulic systems, those are finished products, lubricating products that are made from some type of base stock, which is synthetic, petroleum, or this gas to liquid. You're going to end up with this liquid, and then you have to put certain types of additives in it to tailor it to the application that you're going to use it in. That becomes the finished product. So always when we want to look at the quality of a finished product, we have to say, well, is the base stock good or satisfactory or excellent? Are the additives that are put in, is that additive package weak? Is it average? Is it good? Is it robust? And then we take the combination of those two things. We end up with a finished product that we can actually then evaluate for how well it performs in the application that it was designed to go into. In other words, I have automotive engine oil. That's we call it internal combustion engine. I make oil for that. If I use that oil in an application that calls for gear lube, then I may not get the results that I want because I – put additives and put a base stock together that expected to be inside this internal combustion engine, not sitting in a gearbox under heavy load with meshing gears. So that's why I make another product called Gear Loop. Both of those products may come from the exact same base stock, but the additives are different, and the thickness or viscosity that I end up with is different. And so that's why the lubrication engineers and the chemists get together and they design what they want a lubricant to do. So now, back to this gas to liquid. I hope that it becomes the primary source of what we call Group 3 hydrocrack type oil, because then that means all of these billions and trillions and quadrillions of natural gas that we got has another place where it can be used effectively to meet the needs of American industry, transportation needs, all those kind of things. Now, it's like everything else. I have good, better, and best when it comes to certain types of products. Well, synthetic is no different. These synthetics would be good. They're good synthetics, okay? But there are other synthetic base stocks that are 100% man-made, which used to be the criteria for being a synthetic, and those also come from natural hydrocarbons. They're made from natural gas or ethylene gas, but they are reformulated by the chemist to make a finished base which has guaranteed uniform characteristics. When you refine something and turn it into a product, you can only make sure that it's as good as the petroleum you refined it from.
Yeah, that's so true, Dan. We'll put it in neutral when we come back. On the other side, I'm learning a lot. I'm sure you are, too. Don't go away. We'll be back with Dan Watson. 10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning in the night.
Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub Treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub Treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We've got our expert in the house. The hood is open here on Auto World, and we're talking about oil, and in particular, we're talking about oil, traditional oil, versus oil which comes from natural gas, made from natural gas, GTL. And Dan Watson's been explaining that. And Dan, just to recap a little bit more, is this GTL oil, is it better than
pretty much in the same classification as Group 3, but I will say this for it. When you make this GTL, because you start with gas, natural gas, and the process you use to the Fischer-Tropsch process used to liquefy it will make it actually fall into the top level of the Group 3 categories, because you can't cheat. It just comes out being what it's supposed to be, because today, and I say this with a, as old Lyndon Johnson said years ago, with a heavy heart, okay? I say this with a heavy heart, but the Group 3 synthetic market in the United States is really taking some bad turns. There's some products in there that are on the very low end that barely would classify as real hydrocrack Group 3 synthetic. They're partially hydrocracked, and you can't tell the difference without very expensive spectrographic analysis. So nobody's going to pick up on this or catch on this with Standard Oil analysis, and so a lot of companies are making a product that is kind of referred to as Group 2A, which means it's glorified high-performance petroleum, and they're marketing this stuff out as either synthetic or synthetic blend, okay? And I just warn the customers out there right now that you need to only stick with the best names in the business. If you're going to pay for synthetic, get synthetic. Don't look at what appears to be the best deal you've ever seen, that you can buy some type of synthetic oil for less money than you're paying for a quality petroleum. Can't happen, can't exist, that you can't make the base stock of synthetic for the same price that you can make petroleum. So when you see synthetic that is supposed to be the real McCoy and it's priced anywhere close to petroleum, it's not the real McCoy. It's the faux pas, almost got there, didn't quite make it, but let's sell it anyway. And there's not real good rules to protect the consumer in our marketplace until usually what happens is one of the name brand oil companies will end up suing one of the faux pas guys to make them produce and prove that what they're doing is real. And when they can't prove it before some type of federal magistrate or judge, then they have to cease and desist. And this has happened in the past. But you would think that in this country of consumer protection that we could get some protection out of the government about this particular issue. But the government's behind the eight ball. They haven't really caught on to the fact that these guys are pretty shifty at it. And so I tell all the listeners and all the people I talk with, hey, look, I'd hope that you'd buy AMSOIL because I know it's an outstanding product. But I will tell you that if you're going to make sure you at least get some of what you're paying for, buy Mobil, buy Texaco, buy Shell, buy Valvoline, buy Chevron, buy Castrol, you know, Pennzoil. These guys are in the business and they're big companies and they're not going to try to sleaze something off. But when you see some oil that is got a catchy name like Bear's Foot Oil or, you know, some other name, just ask yourself, who are these guys? What are they making? Now, they could be making some good stuff, but you need to go on the Internet and search around on them. And if you don't want to take the time to do that, then we'll stick with the guys that you can recognize and that you know. It's just that bad. So this GTL, though, it's a good addition to the product line that's going to be available. Just imagine if in this country GTL replaces most of the products that are made from highly refined petroleum, such as a lot in the Group 3 category. These groups that we're talking about, folks, are the oil company sets up these performance groups, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And briefly, petroleum barely refined and the chunks taken out is Group 1. Group 2 is really when you decided to refine it and clean it up, and it's pretty good petroleum. Group 3 is when it is a hydrocracked, another process at the plant. You can look it up online, hydrocrack or hydromerization of oil. And you can get it on, you can see how it's done on the lube page. There's a couple articles there talking about this. Anyway, And then you get into group four, which are the man-made synthetics that are made in by chemists, much in the same way that, you know, chemists make plastic bottles out of hydrocarbon sources of natural gas or petroleum, okay? So that's a that's why they call it a petrochemical product. That's what plastic is. Well, a petrochemical process can also make synthetic base oils, which are actually engineered by the chemist to have perfect uniform molecular structure, that is a form of that petrochemical type industry. And in the United States, those synthetic products that are got big names, we'll just use short terms like PAOs, they're made from sources of hydrocarbons. And one of the best sources is our great quantity of natural gas. And then there's other synthetics, the ester line of synthetics, which is a tremendous, tremendous family of molecules. They're actually, we should love those because they're made from alcohol. And alcohol is a naturally produced product, so you could say that esters are very green in the aspect that they're made from natural sources. So very good area. Then you get up into the group six, which is really high-temperature specified things made out of, like, silicon bases and so forth. So this stuff's all out there, but you as a consumer just need to know that you got to be careful and not get taken for your money. Guard that money pretty carefully. Spend it where it needs to be spent, and don't pay for stuff that is not what you're trying to pay for. And when you take care of your car, same thing. If you're going to go to the trouble to protect your engine and the moving parts of your car the very best you can, and you're willing to pay the money to get that protection, then you should get it. You should not buy an inferior product that's masquerading as a true synthetic and is really a subpar product. And so I don't want to see that happen to anybody. You know, that's one of my constant cry in the darkness, so to speak, to the listeners is guard yourself against this stuff, because we're not as well protected in this area as you might think. Most people think, oh, we're protected by the consumer protection agencies. Everybody's looking out for us. No, they're not. In this particular area, they get away with calling subpar stuff synthetic. So we'll come back and talk about it a little more after the break.
Very good, Dan. We'll do just that. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan Watson from thelewpage.com.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
You're in luck. Stand one that is with us.
Ain't that a fine machine?
Provide oil lubrication specialists with more than 25 years worth of experience with a nuclear propulsion engineer with the U.S. Navy before that. And, he knows his way around oil. He's got some great videos up on YouTube. Just put in his name. It's that easy, and it's really important for you folks to learn about a very much an ever-changing industry. Dan, I was wondering if the same oil that we've been talking about, the gas to liquid oil, is better from PAO.
Now, Bob, that's a good question because, you know, here again, and I try to, as best I can, not get into highly technical stuff, but the name PAO actually is the abbreviation or acronym for polyalphaolefin, okay? Now, good Lord, what a term. And, yeah, I agree. That's why I call it PAO. So, folks, don't worry about trying to memorize the polyalphaolefin. Just recognize this, that's a product that is produced by these genius chemists, okay? They take natural gas and they use certain types of catalyst and reagents and they make these olefins, which are some of the same, they're long chain molecules, same kind of things you make plastic out of. So some people have nicknamed the PAO as liquid plastic, okay? Although it's not, it's got different characteristics, but remember what we're doing. It's no mystery here. We're trying to organize these hydrogen and carbon atoms into molecular compounds that will suit our purpose. That's what we're trying to do. Now, can I tell you why these things end up like that? I won't even attempt to, because there are a number of incredibly gifted PhD chemists that make all this stuff happen. And I think those guys are unsung heroes of being able in the chemical industry to make so many things out of hydrocarbons that they get out of natural gas, petroleum products. You know, it's just amazing. So these guys make this liquid stuff called PAO, and it is these perfect molecules. One guy described it in a training class that I had that these are like lubricating golf balls, miniature golf balls. There's just millions of them, and they're perfect, and they roll perfect, and they make nice laminar flow, and they really have good film strength when you stack them together so that they keep two heavily loaded metal surfaces apart from each other because they're so perfect in bearing the load. Now, if you contrast that in your mind to regular petroleum, which are not uniform shape, it's more like a fruit salad full of all different size things, well, it doesn't have easy laminar flow, and it has to burst a lot of big, heavy components before you get down to enough total number, let's say, of things to support the heavy load. So this is really a man-made product that's perfect. By the way, PAOs can handle maybe, in general, at least almost twice as much heat as a hydrocracked product because the PAO is such a perfect molecular structure. It has some things called double bonding. It's just a terrific product. And so that is one of our key elements to make what we would call heavy-duty, severe-duty synthetic base stock. Now, we go up one step above that. The esters can handle higher temperature and higher lubricating loads than the PAOs.
What have you got?
So I'm getting a little bit of background noise there, Bob. I know you're on trying to run the analog system, so just to let you know.
Okay, thank you, Dan, for letting me know.
The thing is, folks, that not thinking about the chemistry particularly, but that's why you find the PAOs up in the Group 4 category, because they are superior to anything in Group 3. And Group 3 is where you find the GTL and the hydrocracked products. And then these wonderful esters would be all the way up in Group 5. So, but there are reasons why when you formulate motor oil that you may not want to use all esters or all PAOs. So what they do over at the AMSO company is they have a blend of PAO and esters in the premium products such as the Signature Series. So this stuff all gets into the weeds, it's too deep, but what I want the customer, the folks out there listening, the listener to understand is that there's real cool stuff going on by these chemists and how they make this stuff. And it's to your advantage that they're competing on trying to make better products. And so you have every right to expect to get this superior technology when you pay the money for it. And just guard yourself. Don't let the fraudulent ones come in and sell you something that is not what you're expecting to get. I just, you know, I am a, as they would call it, a true believer in synthetic lubricants. And the thing that can undermine synthetics is when the hucksters start selling subpar stuff, calling it synthetic, and then start to give us a bad name. And that irks me. I don't want any of you to fall into that situation. I want you to buy the stuff that you expect to get the performance, and you get the performance, and you're happy you did it, and it was money well spent. I just don't want you to get taken by these guys, which brings me to one other topic in this area before we leave it, and that's when you see products that are marketed as a blend, a synthetic blend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, because there is no requirement in any government standard for how much synthetic you have to have in a product for it to qualify to be called a synthetic blend. So you could have 5% synthetic in it, and the rest of it be petroleum, and they could be calling it a synthetic blend, okay? So unless you can verify and get something that's either posted in writing on the Internet or somewhere that says that our synthetic blend contains 50% synthetic and 50% petroleum, something like that, whatever it says, but then you might have in writing where somebody's willing to say something. I challenge you to find that, because I have worked hard at trying to find statements from the companies that sell these products of just how much synthetic is in this. Can't get an answer. They don't want to give an answer. Nobody's going to give an answer. If you had the choice of putting in something that costs you, just given numbers, $2 a quart versus something that costs you 50 cents a quart into the mix that you were going to turn around and sell, you'd be pretty motivated to use as much of the 50 cents a quart as you could in order to make the most profit on the other end. So the whole blend type family of oils, they're just so open to misrepresentation and fraud. I'm not accusing anybody of fraud or misrepresentation, but I can tell you that you don't know when you buy a quart of a synthetic blend what you're getting. You don't know what is there and how much of it's supposed to be. And what if your synthetic constituent in this oil happens to be the glorified petroleum group 2A and you didn't even make it to the low end of the group 3 hydrocrack synthetic, and that's your portion, which is supposedly synthetic in your synthetic blend? That means you got nothing but stuff that's equivalent to petroleum, but you're paying twice the money for it. So I don't want to make you leery of trying certain products, but I want to make you understand that you have to be cautious and you have to guard yourself against being taken by these things. My personal opinion is I have no use at all for something called a synthetic blend. If I think it's important enough to put some synthetic in it to improve the performance of the product, why wouldn't I go all the way and put enough synthetic in it to call it a full synthetic? So
yeah, absolutely.
I just don't understand the process.
We're going to have more with Dan Watson as Auto World continues on great radio stations and all those listeners around the world at GCNLive.com. Give us a call, shoot us an email. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watkins has been our guest at this hour of the broadcast. He's one of our regular contributors and expert in lubrication, and especially an expert in the realm of synthetics. He's one of the largest AMS oil dealers in all of the United States and Canada, and he's here to help you, so don't be a stranger. You can call us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And during this hour, we've been talking about GTL, which is gas to oil, and talking about Group 3 motor oils as well as PAO motor oils. You have a suggestion for folks to put the word better in their search when looking on YouTube or just in asking professionals for their guidance. Of course, they should be coming to you for your knowledge and expertise, but this stuff can, like you say, get pretty into the weeds.
Yes, it can. And, you know, Bob, that's in general what, you know, I'm sometimes I feel like I'm a, you know, the mass crusader, you know. Crusading dude, and then my wife would claim, no, I'm more like Don Quixote. I'm just, you know, trying to do the windmills, you know, just the windmills. Because here's the thing. This is big business. And to all of our listeners out there, business is business. But as much as we'd like to think that everybody is going to follow the model of giving you always what is best for the consumer, it's just not true. And there's always going to be in any company a certain amount of that you've got to promote your product and try to stay in business. But there's always that category, which is to ride on name recognition of something and produce something which is a, I'll just call it faux pas. It looks the same, but it isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Get that cheaper product out there and ride on that bow wave of interest and make a ton of money before people realize that you weren't actually selling what they're looking for. You were just pretending. Now, that's going to happen. It happens in every kind of new technology and product that comes out. What irks me is I don't want to see that give a bloody nose to the synthetic industry. It is so bad at this point right now that some of the people high up in the industry and experts are saying that we will have to have a different technical name for true synthetics in the near future, because so much imposter stuff has pushed in and got away. way with it, that just saying that you want to buy a synthetic no longer qualifies as it used to, because that may get you what something that you weren't expecting to get. It's sort of like when radial tires came into the marketplace and they began to accelerate in the marketplace. Well, there was a few times, and some guys got busted, of making some bias ply tires and labeling them as, you know, radial tires and trying to sell them. Or they made some bias tires and said just as good as any radial, which it wasn't. And they made a lot of money through a transition period of doing that until it just became untenable that nobody would believe them anymore, and it faded out of the industry. Well, you know, tires are one thing, but when you start using substandard lubrication and cost people engines and transmissions and gear sets, that's a pretty expensive transition to take the time to where people finally recognize that, well, you can call that product anything you want, but it's not that good, and they leave you alone. And this is why you muddy the waters with the fact that you allow people to call stuff synthetic or a synthetic blend, and they're just using that synthetic terminology because, Bob, in all of the surveys run now by the people that do that sort of thing, they find that synthetic is related to quality by over 90% of the people that hear the term. So if you're out there with a junko product and you want to try to sell as much of it as you can, you try to jump on the bandwagon that people recognize synthetic as meaning high quality, and you call your product synthetic, or you call it synthetic blend, or whatever you want to call it, because you're counting on the fact that labeling it with the term synthetic will buy you a lot of customers that wouldn't have come to you if it wasn't on the bottle. And so unless we get better protection by the government to sort that out and to really bust some of these guys for doing this kind of stuff, it's up to the consumer to be wary. And that's that term, you know, from economics, laissez-faire, buyer beware. Sure. Okay, and that's the market we're in, and that's why I'm trying to tell people this stuff, okay? I don't want to bloody the face of the industry of you know, lubrication, because there's very good companies out there. But that's what I'm telling you to do, is stay with the companies that you can trust. Be real leery of bouncing off into some of these guys that have a deal that's just too good to be true, because it's too good to be true, and probably not true, so be careful.
Yep.
Which brings me to one other thing to look for. There's terminology that's being used again, which gets very deceptive. I have on bottles where it will say synthetic,
mm-hmm.
it will say synthetic blend, it will say mm-hmm. full synthetic, and then mm-hmm. once in a while you see something that says 100% synthetic.
Mm.
What does all that stuff mean? What are they trying to tell you? Well, here's the point, really, because the marketing people do have a little bit of control over this. If you have a product that says it's synthetic, it's not supposed to have any amount of petroleum in it. It's supposed to be synthetic. But, see, when we put additives into a product, we have to have a carrier oil. And carrier oil is what you mix the additives in, and then you pour that into the base stock, and everything gets mixed up. Well, the carrier oil in a lot of products, because carrier oils come from, they're mixed over the chemical company, they'll just mix them in some petroleum base, some 30-weight petroleum, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix that into your Group 3 base stock, and you may have a percentage of synthetic still, and you may have, the additives may make up 25%. The additive combination may make up 25% of the oil. So you got 75% synthetic and 25% petroleum. And they label that as a full synthetic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the base stock was full synthetic. They don't talk about the carrier oil, but it can be up to 25%. In some cases, real poor oil, it can be 35%.
Wow. Talk okay. about tricky.
Yeah, yeah, so now you see these things when they're labeled as full synthetic, you have to recognize that means that the base stock was all synthetic, but it doesn't take into consideration the carrier oil for the additive package. Now, if you see that bottle labeled 100% synthetic, by law, and I mean they enforce it, even the additive packages must be mixed in the equal comparable synthetic as the base stock. then it can be labeled as 100%. I bring this up because I challenge anybody to look at oil on the auto parts shelf or hardware store, wherever they're looking at oil, and try to find that 100% synthetic. You won't find it, and you're going to find it on such products as AMSOIL products, all of them, both our what we call our OE line, our XL line, and our premium signature series line. It says right on the bottle, 100% synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little something to do with that a few years back because AMSOIL was labeling their products, and they were using 100% synthetic, but they didn't really, you know, take that heavy an interest to have to label on that. And I really worked hard influencing the company to tell them, look, there's people out here who are just not anywhere close, and they are really deceptive. You make 100% synthetic product, put it on the label. And
yes,
so
exactly.
You're seeing it now all over the AMSOIL products because they make 100% synthetic product. If you're going to buy synthetic engine oil or transmission fluid or gear oil or motorcycle oil, then you look for something that is 100% synthetic where you can find it, okay? There's a couple of products that AMSOIL makes that won't say 100%, and the reason is because the additive package that it comes in is a pre-made additive package that's certified by an outside chemical company, and so that product may have, and an AMSOIL, you don't have to have as much of that, so they'll run maybe 10% or 15% in that carrier oil category. Those are there, but they're not labeled 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You look at AMSOIL's motor oils that are the premium products, 100% synthetic.
Wow. Well, I've learned a lot from our good friend Dan Watson, thelubepage.com. You can send him a note there. And what's the best telephone number for you, Dan?
That'd be 800-370-2986.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Next week. See you then. Bye.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.